Breaking news alert, the Questies have leveled up to level 3! Zephoth Highspire, the tiefling sorcerer, has studied his wild meta magic and learned the strange art of the subtle spell, so he can sling spells without speaking a sound. The pompous performer also powered up with provocative level 2 spells that preponderate pure Pollatrix. Nora Dankleaf, the halfling rogue, has, to no one's surprise, taken the thief archetype, making her small, sticky fingers even stickier. She'll pickpocket you in a flash with her fast hands, and her second story work will see her speedily scaling structures in seconds. Megan, the human wizard, must have accidentally learned something during her in-the-field internship, as she learns second-level spells. With detect thoughts in her arsenal, she may just become a magical investigator yet. Fnabcup Fnabby Bepliak Wamin, the gnomish cleric, continues to garner good grace from his god Garl Glittergold, granting him with grandiose level 2 spells. But good grief, does this gnome have a grisly grimace. Hawk Moonwing, the human rogue, exceeds expectations as the exuberant and entertaining ragamuffin, skipping ahead to level 3. With the swashbuckler archetype, his fancy footwork will foul up fumbling foes, and his rakish audacity lets the runt run recklessly right into the ruckus. In other news, the annual New Ham Festival is just wrapping up, but there is still no sign of our beloved missing Prince Eddin Cuthbert. Concerned citizens call for comment. Where could he be?
Last time, on Questies, Zeph sported a new do thanks to his wild magic.
As I cast Burning Hands, all my hair just falls out of my head.
Megan used a powerful spell to escape from a suit of haunted armor.
I'll fire a ray of frost at it.
Roll damage.
1. It goes...
Does the armor all of a sudden have nipples?
Cass introduced everyone to some cool new friends.
On Tia's arms, she has 2 sleeves of tattoos, and they are just ornate pages and books.
That's some boss ink, big broad.
I'm gonna teach you how to talk to people one day, boy.
And the crew finally crawled back to civilization.
And in the far distance, you could see a glorious cityscape held aloft in the sky by giant propellers. This is the floating city of New Ham.
Wowee.
Gasp.
Well, gorsh.
I'm Garrett, the Dungeon Master, joined by Eno,
Zeph Oath Highspire, Tiefling Sorcerer,
Ro,
Nora Dankleaf, Halfling Rogue,
Jules,
Fnabcup Beplia Kwamin, Gnomish Cleric,
Andrew,
Megan, Human Wizard,
and Grady,
Hawk Moonwing, Human Rogue.
And this is Questies.
So you see New Ham in front of you, and Cass, Tia, and Torin all walk with you through the remaining couple hours hike through the crags to get underneath the hovering city. Underneath the city is a security area where 2 guards stand in front of a long, retractable tube-like elevator that feeds up into the city. 4 goblins are arguing with the 2 guards and are standing around a big cart covered in a tarp, and flies are swarming all around it.
The guards are like, "You can't come in here with that." And the goblins are like, "Blah, blah, 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 let us in, let us in."
Hawk wanders up to them and be like, "Hey, what do you got there?" And like reach as if I'm just trying to look up under their tarp.
So one of the goblins snarls at you and goes, "Pretty boy, would you like a hat or perhaps a purse?"
Yeah, sure.
He reaches into his gross carton and he pulls out a poorly scooped out hide of a rat that still has most of the hair on it. He pushes it into your face and he says, "Just 5 copper pieces and this beautiful thing could be yours."
Yeah, I don't have any copper, buddy. Sorry. And I back away from him.
I've got these 5 gold pieces, though.
You'll never find artisanal talent like this. The guards look like they are just like over this conversation, but they can't do much about it. They're like, "This is a health hazard. You can't bring that stinking pile of filth into the city." And they're like, "We just want to sell our wares. This is not right. I will bring it to the king. There is no..."
There's a king? Wow.
Nora's gonna just call back over her shoulder like, "Hey, you should check that for purple stuff. And if it's got purple stuff on it, kill them."
And the guards are like, "Oh, all right, lady, purple stuff. Cool. Torin, Cass, and Tia all sort of like, they bring out their like citizenship papers or whatever to prove to the guards that they live here and have access to go to and from. The guards just sort of wave you through while the goblins are like, you're letting them in, but not our beautiful wares?
Hawk's gonna be like, why do we get to go through, but these guys don't? That doesn't seem fair.
And Zeph ruffles Hawk's hair and is like, kid, you got a lot to learn. For a street urchin, you're not really streetwise, are you?
It was a woods urchin.
I'm more of a forest urchin.
Yeah.
Slash circus urchin.
Well, stick with me, kid, and I'll teach you a thing or two
about
being an urchin.
Okay, so why can we go in and they can't?
Because
they probably got purple shit on their rat hats.
They overhear that and they're like, what a wonderful idea! Rat hats for sale! 2-for-1 rat hats! Who wants a rat hat? And they start doing like a little jig and dance. Rat hats! Rat hats! And one of them actually jumps up and puts one on top of the guard's head who like, ugh. Like, and you guys just keep sort of moving through here.
Yeah.
People who are from here are going to lead you towards this sort of this tube that goes up into the main section of the city. They just motion for everybody to get in. It's like a very large elevator. They shut the door and it just sort of slowly moves up, brings you directly into the city center, and the door opens and now you're in the main city center of Newham.
What time is it?
Happy hour?
Yeah, I was gonna say beer o'clock.
It's just after nightfall.
Okay, so Zeph's hair is back.
Yeah. Okay, so right. That's canon now. Thank you.
It looks like they just had a big bunch of festivities. There's confetti on the ground. There's like this big empty city square area that has these ornate tiles on the ground. It's definitely meant for these festivities. And there's still a couple food trucks around. There's a frozen yogurt stand. And there's a young boy. He looks very nervous. And he's singing. He's got a hat in front of him turned upside down. And he's singing, somebody once roll me. I ain't the sharpest tool in the shed.
She was looking kind of dumb with her finger.
Are you joining in, Hawk?
Yeah, of course.
And then Zeph chimes in with a shape of L on her forehead.
This kid breaks out like a one-man band. You see coming in, then he's not coming.
All that glitters is gold. Only shooting stars break the mold.
I want Zeph and Hawk to roll performance checks with disadvantage.
Disadvantage? Harsh.
That's very fair.
12.
I got 13.
I guess you both get, like, over the course of this grand song, you get, like, 3 copper pieces each.
Sweet. Great. I can buy a rat hat.
Okay, so that happened. Cass and Tia and Torrin are like, they kind of watched you dumbfounded. They're much less impressed than before. Let's head to the Restless Quill. They bring you down and not too far from the city center, but, like, off in one of these alcoves is, It's a bar, like a pretty small, unassuming bar. Hanging overhead, there's a sign that says the Restless Quill, and they walk in. There's not too many people there, but I want you all to do perception checks on the half a dozen or so patrons currently in the bar.
6.
11.
9.
16.
10.
Okay. Only Fnabby notices this, but there's what looks like a young-looking boy currently...
Yeah, Fnabby would.
God damn it.
So anyway, this kid is dressed in what looks like a little boy outfit.
Uh-oh.
That little shit again?
So yeah, this kid is sitting at a table with an almost empty bottle of whiskey next to him. He's slouched over and his head is slumped on the table. He looks exactly like Jiminy Smalls, the strange young boy you met in the underground jail cell.
I say, hey Hawk, isn't that your buddy?
Hey, that's him!
Didn't he almost get us killed?
What? No, he introduced us to Cassandra. He was in danger.
That's revisionist history.
Yeah, whatever you say, Hawk.
I'm going to whisper into Tia's ear, this creepy little shit was in the Colosseum in one of the jail cells, and he, like, led us down into the Colosseum where we found Cass. So he's up to some shit.
And she's like, Jiminy? Jiminy's up to some shit?
What?
Well, why don't we go ask him? I guess you go up. You guys are all going to approach this kid.
Yeah.
Before we do, can I do something?
Yeah, sure.
I want to cast Prestidigitation on his booze to make it taste less boozy and a little sweeter so he might get drunker faster.
He looks pretty sloshed already, but...
Yeah, well, I'm gonna make it taste like that fucking shit is, like, fucking candy. Not, like, actually candy, not, like, Smirnoff Ice, but, like, really refreshing. Like, I'm gonna make it taste really refreshing. So you just, like...
Like a Diet Sprite.
Like a Diet Sprite.
You know,
like a
Smirnoff Diet Sprite. Ice, an actual candy.
Yeah.
Listen, just roll a d20 with your spellcasting modifier.
That's gonna be a 7.
Okay. All right, cool. You do what you tried to do. At least you think you do.
Did he already find it refreshing?
This kid, he doesn't notice you at first, and he picks up the cup and he drinks it, and then he goes, "Ah, who iced me? Who iced me? Who was it? Which one of you?" And then he sees you guys, and he's like, "Oh shit! Hello, everyone! Oh my gosh, it's so nice to see you! I'm so glad you escaped!"
Hawk's like, "I'm sorry I threatened you with those pliers back there.
That's totally fine!" And he just starts, like, slowly getting up from his chair, and he looks like he's trying to get the fuck out of here, so...
I assume we're all advancing on him slowly?
Out of character, really quick. What happened with him? I completely forget.
I let him out of that prison cell, and then he led us down into the arena. However, Hawk is a stupid child and thinks this is just a kid who was in danger and doesn't understand what's happening.
Yeah.
All
right, I see. But we all know that he's actually a grown-ass man in, like, a boy costume?
No, we don't. We did not know that until he said, "Hey, who iced?
I cast command and say, "Sit down. You've got some explaining to do."
Okay, so...
He has to make a DC 12 will save, wisdom save.
He gets a 17.
All right, I say, still, though, really sit down.
I mean, at this point, though, he's being surrounded by what looks like 8 people or something. I can't remember how many there are. And he sits down, and he's like, I can explain, I'm just a little boy. At this point, you can see that he has a 5 o'clock shadow. He's like, please, I was just taken there against my will. I know nothing. Tia's like, just drop the act, Jiminy. We've met you before. He's like, oh, fine. Look, I don't know what to tell you guys. You were gonna tie me up. I jumped down the hole. I tried to get away from you. I saw some bars. I ran through them, and I kept running until I got home. I don't know what else you want me to tell you. I really honestly didn't lie to you too much, okay? I saw some people. I used my little stick I got, and I tried to get out.
How did you get there?
Hawk's like, hold on. Well, no, answer Rose's question.
He's like, no, what are you going to say, little boy? What are you going to say? I'll answer her after. What are you going to say, little boy? You look like a really nice guy. Come here. Why don't you tell me what you...
You just said you didn't lie to us very much. As I remember it, you didn't lie to us at all. So what are you lying about?
Being a little boy. I don't know if you noticed. I'm not a little boy. Listen. Kid, let me put some sage advice towards you, okay? You see a gingerbread house in the woods, right? Okay?
Eat it.
That's not what you do. You don't go up there. You don't talk to the nice old lady. You don't get cursed into being in a child's body for the rest of your life, okay?
Wait, hang on. Really quick, I see an old man trapped in a little boy's body?
I'm imagining one of the murder Muppets from fucking Venture Brothers.
He's got a 5 o'clock shadow, but he does have the features of a boy. But, like, if you look really closely, you can notice some bags under his eyes and some wrinkles. And he's like, I don't know, he's like, how tall is a 10-year-old? Like, 4 feet tall, 4.5 feet tall. You can tell, though, he's human.
Okay, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to cast Detect Thoughts.
Ooh.
For the duration of the spell, you can read the thoughts of some creatures.
Can I roll against it, or?
You can read the surface thoughts just for free, and if you want to read deeper, like, you can read.
Then
like,
I can roll against it, yeah.
You have to make a motion with your hand and say a word to do this, so.
I don't know, I'll just do some fucking like Obi-Wan Kenobi shit.
Okay, but what do you okay. say? Say the word.
I go,
Yes, that's so good.
Okay.
I put my hand on my chin and then tapped my cheek.
I love the way you guys are working your spell casting into like things that people would normally do in those situations. Because I'm like trying to use it against you, and I'm like, nah, I think that anyway. So this you hear is surface thoughts, right?
Yeah.
So
yeah. So it's I think it sort of works like if I tell you to like don't think of a zebra, then you think of a zebra. You know what I mean?
All right. Yeah. So right now, you can hear in his mind, he's saying, what am I going to tell these guys? What are they going to, what can I say to make them believe me.
Who told you to do what you did to us?
I don't know. I don't know what to tell them. I don't know what happened at all. I have no memory. I just blacked out. I had a bad day. I lost a bunch of the poker tables and I couldn't remember and I woke up and I don't know what to do.
What'd you do after you went through the hole?
You know, there was these tiny little bars and I slipped between them. I'm a slippery guy. It's kind of why they call me Slippin' Jimmy.
Who are you playing poker with?
It was probably the Justino guys. Yeah, it was definitely the Justino guys. This is not like a zone of truth, but he is thinking this stuff like truthfully.
You can just read their thoughts. They don't know that you're reading their thoughts. It's not like
sure. He doesn't know that, but this is genuinely what he's thinking.
Yeah, right. Yeah, right. No, I figured. Like, so I'm assuming that he actually doesn't know what happened.
What does he say out loud?
So what he says matches what he's thinking.
Okay.
And he says all that stuff.
Sure.
Because you believe him. Yeah. You can read his surface thoughts, and he doesn't seem like a too complex of a dude.
Who invited you to the poker game?
You know, I invited myself. I bought in.
Where?
I mean, just around the corner in Justino's property. I can't go back to...
Are you in danger, little boy?
Yes, I'm in danger from you guys. Can you protect me, little boy, from your angry friends?
What? We're not going to hurt you. We're just trying to figure out what's going on.
Yeah, well, I don't want to know what's going on. I just want to get the fuck out of here. I want to get drunk. And he takes another swig of his drink when he says that, and he just, like, makes this sour face.
I want to, once again, cast Prestidigitation to warm the chair he's sitting on. Okay. I'm trying to, like, warm it up slowly, like, kind of like, you know, subtly, like, when you're sitting in a car, and it's, like, and it's one of those warming seat cars, and, you, like, your friend turns it on for you without telling you, and then you're like, ooh,
after a minute. Did I shit myself by accident?
Yeah, I was gonna say.
As soon as you do that, he goes, woo, and then Megan hears, like, I hope I didn't shit myself again.
And then I put, like, my hands down on the table and just, like, stare at him and make some, like, magical, like, energy-looking thing happen behind me because, like, this is what Zeph does. And try to roll, I guess, intimidation. Be like, tell us everything you fucking know or else it's going to get a lot hotter for you.
Okay, roll it.
That's going to be a 16.
Okay, that's good enough. He looks really scared of you in particular right now, and also everyone, including the 8-foot-tall woman with a 2.5-foot-tall halfling sitting on her shoulder.
Still on the shoulder? That's so cute. I love that.
This is my.
I can't wait to write the slash fiction.
And he goes, okay, I don't know what else to tell you guys. Poor Jiminy. I don't know. I have nothing I can tell you guys. I just woke up there, and I just, the first people I saw, I pretended I was a little boy, it's kind of my stick, and I got the fuck out of there. You know, you guys wanted to get out of there. I'm sorry.
Are you telling me you woke up like this? God damn.
He just starts openly weeping in front of you now. He doesn't seem to know much, but...
I think Zeph realizes that, but is just getting a kick out of thinking that I want to shit himself.
I'm gonna actually roll. Hold on. He rolled a 1. He pisses himself.
All right. Navi says, you weren't on the level with me. I don't know exactly what you did, but I think you owe me a drink.
He's like, fine. You want a drink? Put it on my tab, Duke.
All right. So I take the bottle of whiskey and I drink some of it.
Okay.
And I throw my arm around him. Someday we're going to look back at this and laugh.
He's like, ha, ha, ha.
He's still got piss in his pants.
He does still have piss in his pants.
Now, tell me about this poker game.
He's like, oh, you want in on the poker game? Maybe you and I can make some money. You look like a tricksy little guy.
Yeah.
Jiminy knows a thing or two about that.
He refers to himself in the third person.
I can bring you to the poker game. It doesn't start till about midnight. You want to go get some poker on?
Yeah.
All right.
You might want to change your pants first. But...
Oh, I don't know. They're kind of used to it at this point.
Wait, listen, kid. If you buy me and my friends here another bottle of whiskey, I'll clean that up for you.
He's like, done deal. He's like, Duke, right. another round of whiskey. And Duke, he's like a burly human man with a beard. He has his arms crossed and he leans over the table and he says, you know, Jiminy, you owe me too much for this. I don't think I can, I can spot. And Jiminy's like, I'm good for it. I'm good for it. I swear. This little guy over here is going to help me win some with the poker. I got you. And he's like, fine. And then actually Tia says, like, just give him the whiskey, Duke. We got some talking to do.
Norris?
So you guys, You guys all get the whiskey.
Then Zev casts prestidigitation after they get the whiskey on Jiminy's pants, and prestidigitation can clean or soil a foot of area, and I will indeed clean it.
He's like, wow, thanks. Nobody's ever done that for me before. Poor Jiminy.
Nora's gonna climb down from Tia's shoulder. Just imagine, like, a koala climbing down from a tree. And she's going to go up to Jiminy and say, I'm going to drink your whiskey, but if I find out you've been holding back on us, I'm going to fucking scalp you.
Okay, roll an intimidation check.
12.
Okay, he's pretty scared of you, not like deathly scared, but it doesn't look like the first time he's been in a situation like this.
Is it the first time he's had his piss cleaned, though?
As far as you can tell, that's what he said.
Does that mean that, like, his body is also, like, sparkling clean in that area?
Yeah, he looks cleaner than he did before.
Yeah, like, yeah, it's definitely, like, he was wearing some grody jeans, and now those jeans look like they just got out the wash, but only in about, like, 1 foot diameter area around the crotch, and the rest of them are still dirty.
So it somehow looks even more suspicious.
Yes, absolutely.
And somebody goes, piss in your pants is cool.
And this guy is actually going to take notice at this point. He's going to be like, what are you guys doing that little boy? He's actually going to grab his sword and like, what do you want to do?
What, some stranger?
Yeah, he's a stranger. He's another patron at this bar. He's like, leave the little boy alone.
He's not a little boy. Don't be prejudiced against little people.
Yeah.
And then this guy just starts laughing hysterically. He's like, I know, Jiminy. Don't worry. He grabs Zeph's hand. He's like, Warwick Mad Tower, great to meet you.
Zeph is like, yo, dude, I'm Zeph. Nice to meet you. What's up? What can you tell me about this? What's going on? What's going on here? You seem to be a regular.
I don't know. You tell me. Who the fuck are you? You're with my friends Tia and Cass, though. And I guess Torin.
Oh, I completely forgot about them.
They actually kind of were enjoying this, staying silent and watching you guys terrorize Jiminy. They start laughing and they're like, listen, we should go up to the room. We got some shit to talk about.
Are you a cop?
let's go with no kind of.
Zeph says, are you on the level in undercommon to him?
That was a funny noise that you made with your throat.
All right.
I don't know what you're doing.
Okay, cool. So you're kind of a cop?
Well, this is too much for the main area. Let's go up to my room, shall we, fellas?
Sure.
I think, wait, hang on. Are we dragging old Jiminy with us? Because I kind of don't want
to. I'm going to say yes.
Yeah.
I'm going to say that we should. Like, I don't want to let this guy go.
When we get up, I say, come on, Jiminy, let's go. We got some more drinking to do upstairs.
Jiminy's like, you know, actually, he looks at his wrist, which doesn't have a watch on it. He's like, I actually have an appointment, a chiropractor's appointment. I gotta go. So, sorry, guys. I gotta get out of here.
Zeph says,
feel better, buddy.
Hey, Fnabby, you still got that rope?
I say, oh, come on. Jiminy's cool. Just let him go to his chiropractor's appointment.
Warwick is gonna say, like, just let him go. He'll be back tomorrow.
Okay, as Jiminy leaves, Zeph's cast prestidigitation to soil his pants.
He's like on his way out the door. He turns around and he goes, "Hey, yeah, it's a typical day for Jiminy over here."
This guy shits his pants and gets them cleaned on a daily basis, and then
she's like, "Typical day for Jiminy."
So we're going upstairs, right?
So you guys are gonna go upstairs, and Torin's gonna leave. He's just gonna walk off.
Does he say bye or is he a dick?
He's a little bit of a dick. I don't know if you've gotten that.
Bye, Mr. Half-Helm.
Okay, so he's just gonna leave. Duke, who's the bartender and you assume the owner of this joint, is gonna sort of nod towards Warwick while you go up the stairs towards his room. So it'll be the five of you plus Warwick, Cass, and Tia. Warwick is gonna sit you down in a room. He's gonna shut the door. He's gonna pull out of his pocket this little glowing orb and just sort of like squeeze it. You guys feel this sort of like warm energy surround you in this sphere that emanates from this orb. And he's like, it's safe to talk. Tell me everything.
It all started when I was in clown school.
Cass is gonna say, look, we went to the place, me, Tia, and Torin, and we didn't find anything. And the next thing I know, we set camp, I wake up, and I'm in a cell. I don't know what happened, but I was in a coliseum. These guys came, they saved me. We fought, we saw Prince Eddin, and we got out of there.
How long were you in there?
I was only in the Colosseum for a day. All the doors opened in my jail cell, and I just walked out, and I eventually found my way to the Colosseum, and the next thing I know, you guys showed up.
Did you walk past Jiminy?
I didn't know Jiminy was there, but it doesn't really surprise me that guy gets in all kinds of shit.
At that, Zeph asks, you don't remember if you walked by a guy who's a regular at the same bar
I'm sorry, I didn't say that I didn't remember. I didn't walk past him. It just doesn't surprise me that he ended up being there.
Okay. Zeph leans back and is like, folds his hands back.
I'm going to come clean with you guys because I trust you. We're a group of concerned citizens. We don't trust necessarily anyone in the government or the police force. There's been some disappearances. There's been, we've heard that bullywugs have been going missing.
Ooh.
And, you know, let me tell you, you guys, like, bullywugs have hearts of gold.
Ooh.
You know, yeah, I know. They're great.
Nobody gives them a chance, and they're just really wonderful creatures once you get to know them, and they've been exploited by something, and we think that there's something at play, and it's something big. We just set out to this place, we've heard some rumors about it, and the next thing I know, I was stuck in there, and you guys came and saved me, so I can only assume that you guys are on our side, and you're mixed up in it with it, too. What happened with you guys? I heard something about Old Ham and the police force there. What happened?
Fnabby says, well, Megan's been doing some research into the arcane recently. There's this purple substance that she seems to have quite a bit of knowledge about.
I ate some of it and I ralphed.
That's nice, honey.
Megan, please tell them.
Yeah, totally.
I can't tell if Megan's full of shit or Andrew's full of shit here.
Both. I was going to say, can I roll a performance check to see how well...
Let's do it, buddy.
That's a one.
I want you to act out what Megan says, please.
Okay. Yeah, so I take out my spellbook and I flip through it to buy some time. So it seems as if there was a substance that made you crazy. And then I snap my book shut.
Warwick is like, where did you find these guys?
In the woods.
Cass is like, didn't you say you got an order from the chief of police in Oldham? Can we see it?
I look around to see if I get like nods of approval from everyone else.
Nora says, yeah. She's like, I want to know if it still says they'll give us treasure. Or if it was also charmed and now it's blank or some shit.
Zeph just gestures like yes.
All right, yeah, so I put it on the table.
And what it actually says now is something entirely different. It doesn't say official decree. What it says is one halfling rogue, one tiefling sorcerer, one human wizard, and one gnome cleric. And then it's signed at the bottom, but it's illegible what the signature says. It doesn't say return this for one voucher after killing bandits since you were all, you know, because that doesn't make any sense.
Is it just written in crayon?
It's written in a gel pen.
Okay.
Then you distinctly recognize it being from Spencer's gifts.
Megan, can you look more closely at that signature and see if you can discern what it says?
Yeah, I guess a roll for a what?
Maybe if you took out your arcane focus.
I use my magnifying glass and look at it?
You're rolling with advantage because I think that's what magnifying glasses do.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Am I rolling investigation or perception?
Let's just do investigation.
It's 18 plus 5, so that's what, 23?
Okay, so you make this out and you read this doctor's scribble. It's actually signed, and this is strange, it's signed, guys, prepare yourselves, it's signed the Dungeon Masters Guild.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy. This got
so you just went to, like, book 5 of the Dark Tower series right off the bat.
Megan, what did you see? What is it? What does it say?
Oh, I tell them. It says the Dungeon Master's Guild.
Never heard of it.
No one's heard of it.
Okay. I was going to be like, can I roll to see if I heard of it? But I guess not.
No, no one knows what that means.
Okay.
It turns out that Dungeons & Dragons is not a thing in this universe of Dungeons & Dragons that I created.
I see.
But it is called the Dungeon Master's Guild. And you guys did not sigh in annoyance when that happened. You were like, oh, how clever.
So say, Warwick, do you know anything about Grok Stronghammer? He's the one that sent us on this little goose chase.
All I know about Grok is that he's supposed to be an excellent police chief. Old Ham and New Ham, they're sovereign different cities. As you probably read in the news, there's a lot of tension building between the two since we share this island together, but...
You're wrong there, buddy. I can't read, so I don't care what the news says.
Zeph looks around and is like, any of y'all read the news at all recently?
Yeah,
like,
I'm going to interrupt you and say that he is not a great chief of police because he's the one who gave us this order and put a charm on us to make us go.
Well, okay, so he played a charm on you. Are you sure it was Grok?
That's what I want to know.
It was a guy...
I mean, are you sure it was Grok? Do you know it was Grok? Or could it have been somebody with a disguise or with somebody polymorphed into him?
I guess maybe.
Wait, sorry, who's saying this?
This is Warwick.
Okay.
I work for the city guard. That's not technically the police department coming clean with you right now.
So you work with the city guard?
He wasn't exactly part of the police department, but he did say...
Right.
Exactly.
Does New Ham and Old Ham have, in their policing, any kind of connections?
I'm not gonna lie, I'm part of this group because I'm a bit of an insider, and I'd be happy to look up Grok and his history for you.
You should probably do that.
Yeah.
Right now, it looks like he's a fucking dick.
I snatch the bottle out of whoever's hand has it, and I pour a drink and hand it to Warwick, and I say, I've got some questions for you, mister.
All right, he sits down.
Do you know a guy with some crazy eyes and a big red arm and a sharp purple jacket?
And he's like, yeah, you're referring to the fucking Prince of New Ham, Prince Eddin Cuthbert?
Do you know a guy named Ash Wildwood?
I do not know that name.
Huh.
And Zeph chimes in and is like, are you sure you don't mean Wild Ashwood?
That's the guy!
I also don't know that name. I mean, as far as I can tell, Cass just confirmed that Prince Eddin has something to do with this whole thing.
Yeah, I was gonna say, have you ever seen him with this, like, weird, crazy contraption thingy that he holds and being bonkers?
I don't know anything about a contraption. And Cass is like, I don't know what that was, but... That was definitely Prince Eddin. And he's like, Prince Eddin he's beloved around here. He's the lifeblood of New Ham.
Well, he's hopped up on purple funk now.
He's been missing for days. What do you mean purple stuff? I don't know what you guys are talking about.
There's this purple stuff out in the marshes, and it was in that Colosseum in the jails. If you get it on you or consume it, it turns you into a rage zombie, and you start trying to kill everyone around you, and it's really not cool.
He's like, interesting. I don't know what that could mean at all, but did any of you take a sample of it?
Oh shit, no, I completely forgot. Can I call a sidebar with the team?
All right.
Well, like, my acquaintances really quick. Can I round this all up?
Yeah.
Sure.
Hawk hops off the bed and comes over to see what's happening.
Like,
of course he's on the bed.
So here's what we know. We've got two people who were essentially roofied. They don't remember anything, right?
Yep.
And then they were released in the dungeon. We've got this fucking cop who we don't know to trust or not, right?
Right.
Yeah.
He's not a cop. He's part of the city guard, which is like
the same fucking
difference. That's a cop. That's a cop.
You know what? It's even worse. It's a fucking mall cop.
Yeah. That, like, I'm still 50-50 on if we can trust.
I can hear you guys.
No offense, dude. No offense, just like calling it like it is, though. Chill out and give us our privacy. We're just like no offense, just like chill.
Okay. So Warwick, Cass, and Tia all leave you alone in the room so you can talk amongst yourselves.
Okay, cool.
So we've got this Prince of New Ham, who was definitely the guy watching us. Probably
Jim Carrey.
Jim Carrey, right? Watching us. Gone crazy. So we just need to find, like, the link between who drugged these people and led us there. That'll ostensibly lead us to Jim Carrey, right?
Yeah.
I've got a cunning scheme. How about you guys front me some money, and I go play poker and act like I'm getting really drunk, very drunk, and then I stumble out, and you guys wait and see if anybody comes and tries to kidnap me. And then you swoop in and you save me.
Fnabby, you got me.
Should we use the magic 8-ball for anything? Ask it any questions?
Yes or no questions?
I don't know, I just really like using it. Because fuck that imp.
Do you guys have telepathy at all?
No.
No.
Do you have message or something?
I have message, yeah.
Oh, yeah. We could cheat at poker with the magic eight ball.
Oh, fuck.
Whoa.
We've got plenty of things. We've got message. I could fucking get a familiar. I could get Thurgood back.
Yeah.
Have him perch over some people's shoulders.
Oh, man. No, Thurgood's not gone. He's still there.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. But I'm saying we've got tools to cheat.
Yeah.
But I feel like you, Fnabby, I feel like we might want to lose.
Why?
Our sense of honor.
I assume, what's his face? Jiminy wasn't great at poker and he lost and he got drunk. And like, to make yourself an attractive target for being.
But we can't win money that way.
Yeah, you got me there.
You're trying to get back into Coliseum, motherfucker? Zeph says in character.
No, we're trying to jump the people. We want to kidnap the people that would kidnap us.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay.
But we could win some money. You know?
That's true.
You know?
I feel like we've got a plan.
Wait, do we?
Alright.
And what is it?
Wait, yeah, how are we gonna...
run through the plan again, I think.
Okay.
What's our plan, Megan?
Yeah, what do you have planned?
I think Fnabby's gonna play poker.
Okay.
And we'll cheat and win and make a ton of money. And
how is the cheating working? Are we there with him? Or are we nearby?
You stay outside with the magic eight ball. Uh-huh. And you ask whether Fnabby should bet or fold.
Okay.
And then Megan uses message and tells the answer to Fnabby.
What do we need the money for? The Moonwings always told me to just take whatever you need.
Hawk, you don't need money.
Yeah, you don't need money. They were right.
Oh my God.
This actually sounds pretty good. Like, maybe you're just playing poker to make money. It's very confusing whether you're trying to learn anything or not. But even if it's just to get closer to the people who might be, like, kidnapping people and throwing them into the Coliseum.
We're trying to get Fnabby jumped, right?
Yeah.
Y'all are trying to get Fnabby jumped.
We'll be there for you, though, buddy. Just come out with the gold, and we got your back.
This is literally Casino Royale.
Yes! It's so good, though.
Jiminy mentioned that a poker game starts at midnight, so you have, like, a few hours to kill in New Hand before then. Nora, did you want to spend some time to figure out your magic rock?
So do I find out what the rock is now?
Yeah, and I can cast Identify.
As a ritual, yeah.
So I must touch it throughout casting the spell. If it is a magic item or some other magic-imbued object, you learn its properties.
So you touch this and you help out Nora, and in the process, you become better friends.
Aww.
Yeah.
So you tell Nora, this is called a stone of returning. You squeeze it 3 times,
yeah.
Then you whisper a word into it. That word is now tied to returning the stone to your hand.
Hmm.
You can throw the stone, you can put it into the goddamn ethereal realm, it doesn't matter. Once you say that word, it will appear again in your hand.
Okay.
How heavy is it?
It's like the size of Nora's palm.
This is probably like 1 pound. Like,
could Indiana Jones have used it in the thing?
Yeah, sure. So I guess you guys all head downstairs, and on the way out, Warwick stops Hawk and says, he actually hands you a silver piece. And he's like, go have fun in the night. There's an arcade down the street.
Is there a, is there a blacksmith around here, Mr. Mad Tower?
Yeah, there's a blacksmith. Smith, he's open. He's an open up.
Blacksmith, that's Smash Mouth Blacksmith.
Smash Mouth Blacksmith. Smash Mouth Blacksmith, open 24 hours a day. What's up?
That's Blacksmouth for you.
That's it. He's got a chin strap.
Oh my God.
Yeah, he's just down the street. What do you want to do with the blacksmith?
I'm going to peek in the window and see what's...
You're a little kid peering in the window. He, like, doesn't really pay much mind to it because he's, like, hard at work hitting his hammer on some sword right now.
All right. So then I'm going to go around to the back of this place, if he's hard at work, and see if there's another way in other than the front.
There's a back storeroom and there's a window.
Cool. So I'm just going to rummage around and see if I can find any horseshoes.
You both find horseshoes and you do it like as silently as the night air.
All right. Well, I'm going to take 5.
Add them to your inventory.
Well, and then I will return to the group and I will give everyone 1 horseshoe, including Cass.
Ooh, nice.
Thank you.
And I say, good luck. Good luck, friend. Use it wisely.
So Zeph reluctantly takes a horseshoe, I guess.
Yeah. Do you know when, like, you get, like, a free pint glass at the bar, but you don't actually need any more pint glasses, so you, quote-unquote, accidentally leave it at the bar?
Yep.
Yeah, that's what's going to happen with this.
So you're going to leave yours. Okay. If you guys would like to re-roll a 1, you can expend your horseshoe to do so.
Oh.
Me. Fuck you. Oh.
Yeah, but like this is too late for Megan to reconnect.
I would like to go to the blacksmith and knock on the door, get his attention.
He says, "Come in."
And I'd say, "Do you have steel rings?"
"Of course, young man. Steel ring, just a simple steel ring for your finger, or?"
"No, one that could possibly be made into manacles. That size of ring, but only in a full ring, in a full ring shape, not with any latching mechanism."
"So just a ring for someone's wrist, like a human?"
"Yes."
He's like, "I'll make your manacles for you, but they'll be, let's say, one silver piece per manacle."
That's an excellent deal. Thank you. Yes.
"Yeah, well, I'm a very cheap and fair blacksmith. I hope you come back. It looks like you have an adventurer's party. And my name is Manny the Blacksmith.
So thank you,
please, Manny Manacles, the medical-listical blacksmith."
"That's not why I came up with my name. So if you accuse me of that, I'll have you killed."
"So I would like, Manny, could you make those manacles for me and then break them for me, please?"
"What do you mean, break them?"
"I want you to take these solid rings and just heat them up and then smash them apart with your hammer. Break them."
"Listen.
I know it's a strange request, but this is what I need."
"Okay, but the price will be the same, I hope you know."
"That is fine, sir."
"Okay, I've learned enough to know not to question my gnome friends, so I'll have them ready for you in an hour."
"Okay."
Okay, so he gets hard to at work, and it's pretty simple. He just makes two circles and fucking breaks them with a
mallet. And chains them together, right?
Sure, yeah. Okay, yeah. And he gives you all the pieces in sort of like a little sack, and he's like, "The sack is on me, little friend."
"Thank you. And here's your silver, my good man."
"Oh, thank you so much. Don't forget to tell your friends about me, Manny the Manacle Maker."
I get back to the bar and I say, "You know, that Manny, he's quite a good blacksmith."
"Okay.
I wouldn't want anyone to steal from him."
"Way ahead of you, buddy."
This is all after you get your horseshoes.
Yeah, which I don't think I know that's where they came from.
Yeah, that's fair. Does anyone want to go next? I'm just going to go through Nora.
Nora's drinking with Cass. She wants to know more about Cass. She's enamored.
Okay, I'm going to save Nora for last.
Okay.
And Megan, you get like a quick session.
Megan just like walks around the nearest college campus.
Are you specifically looking for Newham College, or are you looking for a satellite campus for Oldham College?
No. I'm looking for like whatever like the statusy, like whatever the NYU of like Newham is.
So you find Newham Young University, which is NYU.
Yeah, great.
I go to like whatever the equivalent of Washington Square Park is.
It's called Grand Ark Park.
So I walk around Grand Ark Park, find a bench, sit down.
Are you trying to buy weed?
Are you trying to buy weed?
No, I'm not. I swear.
Okay.
I just look around, do a long sigh, and then go back to the team.
All right. Wow. You guys have been out and about doing your own things in Newham, but you all come back and reconvene at the Restless Quill, which is the bar you were at, to finish out the night. Nora and Cass had stayed behind and bonded over a few drinks together, and when everybody gets back, Cass drunkenly yells, "I've been waiting all day! It's time for that drink!" And all of you get together and do a big old shot of whiskey and chase it down with a beer.
Let's just make it known that big old shot is on Jiminy's dime, thanks to Zeph.
Zeph says all those words.
Yep. Zeph is an asshole. We all know this.
So you guys are a little bit drunk now, even though you have Casino Royale at midnight. So I guess it's Drunk-Cino Royale.
Drunk-Cino Royale.
That's good. That's part of the plan.
The Questies are Eno Accentive, Andrew Limbong, Grady Olson, Jules Rowe, and me, Garrett Gardner. Dungeon mastering, editing, and music by me. Check out Questies on Twitter and Facebook at Questies Podcast and visit our website at questies.cool.